Hi, I'm David M. Green, and joining me today is celebrity debutante, or celebutante, as they say in this biz, Paris Hilton.
I don't think of myself as any different than anyone else.
Ah, okay then. Well, joining me today is completely normal, average, regular person, Paris Hilton. Paris.
Yes.
In addition to being attractive and desirable, allegedly, you're also exceedingly wealthy. Although I'm sure I don't need to tell the listener this.
I hope not.
Indeed. But my question is, why would someone as famous as you agree to be interviewed on this dog and pony show?
I consider you an icon, and I really respect you, and it's an honor for me to be here today.
Wow, I had no idea my personal fame actually preceded me. You must have come across my website.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well you've had quite an eventful past year in 2007. Primarily your, as David Letterman put it, stint in the slammer?
Yeah, I've been through a lot, and it was a pretty traumatic experience, something I really have grown from. And when I heard that you asked me to be on the show, I was excited.
Well, once again, I'm flattered. But one thing I've always wanted to ask you, money's no object to you. You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
What's your ideal fun night out? Could you describe your idea of the perfect date?
Basically, it's a small room with a metal bunk bed, a toilet right next to the bed, connected to the sink, and a little metal desk. So, just a very small area.
Okay, so more of a quiet night in Paris.
Yeah, definitely.
And the toilet right next to the bed. Well, I must say, that does sound convenient. You rich gals sure know how to live.
Yeah.
Now, let's get down to the serious issues you wanted to discuss. Regarding your pets, the rumor going around is that you're growing tired of your dog Tinkerbell, and you've recently made the switch from being a dog person to being a cat person.
Yeah, definitely.
And the current reports by the press indicate that you now have 17 of them.
Yeah. From the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, they're following me all day long.
Doesn't that create a bit of a hygiene problem to have all those cats, especially for the poor sap in charge of the kitty litter?
Yeah, I think it definitely comes with the territory.
Do you take your cats everywhere with you?
Yes.
Really? Even to social functions, like movie premieres, parties, places like that?
Yes. It was pretty difficult.
And what happened when you brought along your 17 cats to your last party?
I was alone the entire time. The most humiliating experience of my life.
Well, I find that surprising, actually, especially because apparently at that very party you were found by paramedics, naked and unconscious, in the women's restroom. How do you explain that? What were you doing in there?
There was a little...
Surely not the glory hole.
Yeah, kind of a hole they would put it through.
Ah, that's disgusting. With a total stranger.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how was this glory hole experience?
The beginning was really hard. Really hard for me. It's kind of a blur. It was so, you know, traumatic. It wasn't that tasty. It just all happened, you know, so fast and everything. But I've handled it well.
You call being found naked and unconscious by paramedics handling it well?
Not really.
All right, well, I suppose it's good to see that you're all okay now.
Yeah, definitely.
But I believe you've had another crazed fan incident recently, in which you lost all your underwear after someone, and I can assure you, this time it wasn't me, actually broke into your house and raided your wardrobe.
It's definitely, it was a very traumatic experience, but I feel like God does make everything happen for a reason.
Right. Have you at least gone out and bought yourself some fresh underwear, especially after that whole, you know, glory hole business?
Yes.
And how's the new underwear treating you?
Do you
miss that one favorite bra that, you know, all girls have that's really comfortable?
Really, it was really special. I had no idea I had so much support.
Yeah, I'll say you're kind of falling out of your dress there.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Of course. Are you all right now?
Well, it's pretty gross, you know, taking your clothes off in front of someone and having to do that.
Yet that hasn't stopped you before.
Not really.
Okay, changing the subject. You are in Australia currently, and I'd like to thank you very much for flying over here to Adelaide to talk to us here today. Have you enjoyed your time here in Adelaide?
I really have a new appreciation for life.
Yeah, I don't think you're the first. What was your initial impression?
I wasn't really thinking. I was just like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm here.
Hmm. Well, I believe there's actually another reason why you stopped by Adelaide. Rumour has it you've actually been in contact with the Australian Labor Party about possibly replacing fellow socialite Nicole Corns in the fight for the seat of Boothby at the 2010 federal election.
I know I can make a difference.
I'm sure you can. Best of luck to you, Paris.
I know I can make a difference.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for joining us. And would you mind cleaning up after your cats there, please? Hey, Paris, get back here! What am I supposed to do with all these cats? Ugh. Damn celebrities.